Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming. And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
It is Tuesday, and this is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and Tiff here with you. We are live in the Kia Studios. Woo! And you know, you come in here. Woo!
A lot of tension in this room already.
A little bit of makeup on, and people start to act a little funny.
Yeah, Dylan said you look like homely earlier. He said, normally you do, and today you look like you're going out. I don't know.
I'm not going to throw that under the bus. He said,
you treat Simone like this?
Ultimate hype man.
He used the word beat. You know, he talked about get your face beat, like with makeup. It's a girl term. It's a girl thing.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a girl. Don't worry. It's a girl thing.
That is not a
and
term
when
I'm used
said
to.
It, you guys were like, what?
What?
What does that mean?
About
Dylan tried to say it's the equivalent of like on fleek, but no, it was yes. So
I think I have heard the term on fleek before.
You've heard that.
I've never heard telling a girl, man, you got that face beat, didn't you?
Well. Yeah. Like,
it doesn't. That's
not. For some reason, it's not the. Okay. Anyway, it implies makeup. I have makeup on. I have to go to an event pretty much straight after the show, and
man,
I would not have had time
to.
Oh yeah, we can. I'm emceeing an event for the college football playoff committee, and so it's something that I did what 2 years ago for them out in L.A. So the trophy is going to be there probably. Yeah, and it also does a lot of great things for teachers. Around the country, but also in the community that they're doing the trophy presentation in and where the college football playoff, you know.
I always appreciate their connection to teachers and, you know.
Extra yard for teachers.
I do have a, I do have a teaching degree. I don't know how it happened. I just happened into that. But I do have a teaching degree nonetheless. So, but that's going to be a cool event for you. I'm sure there'll be a lot of talk about the 12-team playoff and whatever
you know,
else is going on.
Got some
there.
Stuff I got to
read.
It's
a big year for them.
It is.
It's a big year for the committee.
And it's back here in Atlanta. So,
yeah.
You know?
So that'll be really cool, really interesting. So, yeah. I had a good night last night. Not a lot going on, man. Just hanging out with the kids. The weather needs to make its mind up right now. Like, it's driving me nuts. It's like 1 minute it's blue sky, and I'm like, man, it's beautiful. And the next minute it's like, is it going to rain? Like, is it going to rain?
Yeah. The
kids wanted to play outside, and I was like, man, we can't play outside. It's about to rain. And then I walked out there, and I was like, it's like an incredible day out here. What am I even talking about? So
yeah, I thought me and Sprinkles were going to get caught in it as we got out on our afternoon walk, but it just passed over.
So if you get caught in the rain with Sprinkles, what's the fastest thing to happen? Do you make Sprinkles run, or do you just pick her up?
Scoop her up like a football, and I make sure I don't carry it loose.
Into Barry Sanders.
I carry her close to the body, tuck it in, and we take off.
Yeah. Okay. Throw her under the jacket.
And then if there's no jacket, I'm just out there in a shirt. But if I do trip,
I'm just picturing
and I'm falling.
Right now.
I roll her.
So ground
will not cause a fumble.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's kind of like if you're trying to catch a ball that's near the turf, you kind of got to roll with it so that the football doesn't touch the turf.
That's right.
See,
you gotta keep
had
her safe.
Plan yesterday. I didn't. I thought I had a plan. I'm not gonna talk about this in my TV timeout because I know some of you male listeners don't want to hear about a wardrobe malfunction. But I got trapped.
I saw this on your Instagram.
I got trapped in the jumpsuit that I bought for this event. So first, I needed help zipping up the back because there's like a glitch. There's some sort of weird hitch. Okay. There we go. That's probably a good word. In the zipper. So when it's off, it glides. Mm. No, actually, it doesn't actually glide. I take that back. It glides up until
the hitch. Okay.
So I'm struggling even with it off.
So you need some WD-40 on that thing.
So I knew the
risk. What you can do is put Vaseline on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So then I thought, okay, I'm just going to like zip up as hard as I can. And so it worked.
It's never a good idea.
It worked off the body. It worked, but then it still was struggling to come back down. So I'm thinking, I probably should not get into this because I may not be able to get out of it. But it's a really cute jumpsuit. I got it for this event. I'm determined. I'm going to wear it.
Yeah.
Call up my girl in the leasing office. I'm like, yo, I need an extra hand. This zipper is like really crazy.
And she helped you out?
So she couldn't get it either.
Oh,
the zipper's just.
There must not have been YKK on that zipper.
So
it was what my son would call stucking. You know what I mean? He's just stucking. Daddy is
so
stucking.
Like I probably should have sent it back immediately once I noticed that, but I said no. I'm wearing this thing. Dude, the color is amazing.
I'm sorry, but it's go time.
I'm wearing this.
I ain't got time to send for that. Back.
So then I get it on by myself. I cannot get it off because. Zipping it down is where you hit the hiccup on the zipper. So I was trapped. And then I started getting a little, I don't know why. I guess I'm probably not going to be good in tight spaces. So don't put me in fear factor or anything like that. Even though it's not like my face. Like I've been trapped in a dress before over my head trying to get it off. That was a little scary.
I don't want to call it anxiety, but I know the feeling that you're talking about when you have something that you can't unzip or get off, and it's not like
you're going to die, right? It's like I should not have like had a moment of panic because we're talking like waist down here.
Well, you can always cut it off yourself if you need to.
Well, basically, I ended up just ripping it.
No.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Because I already
can't wear it today.
No.
Oh no.
I had to bring my backup.
She turned the pantsuit into a dress.
Basically, so now I'm going to either have to.
Anita Taylor.
Send it back to the company and be like, hey, this zipper was messed up.
It was malfunctioning.
Like, it came damaged.
Yeah.
Or, these companies don't care, right? Or take it to my wonderful seamstress lady and have her try to fix it. So
next time, if you have some chapstick or a little bottle of Vaseline, just take a little bit and rub it on that zipper, and it should help it glide over.
There's a lovely lady that follows me. And
like, I was like, throw some WD-40. He's like, get some Vaseline.
She said use a pencil. There's, like, something about the pencil on the zipper.
No.
Well, no, she did. I don't.
That makes
she,
no
I think
sense.
She knows. No, this lady looks like she knows what she's talking about.
You know how
she's
I know.
Nice. She sends me messages from time to time.
If you ever had one of the old Yeti hoppers. The old zip
up. Yeah.
Like they used, because those zippers were so hard to zip.
You're right.
They would send you with literal like
you're
Vaseline
so right.
chapstick for a zipper.
I remember that.
Literally. And so you would just, it's like a glide stuff. You would rub it on there and it would look like you just Vaselined up your zipper. And then it would slide over nice and
I do
easy.
Remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember
this
that. That's
crazy. This is a real tragedy.
At some point, Top 5 Tuesday is going to have to be anxiety things or whatever, because I just started thinking about the show Fear Factor and what used to really set me off. And
Dylan going to come in here with chapstick, like rubbing it in your face?
Trying to troll.
Time he told you it looks like somebody beat your face up. Now,
to be honest, when y'all started talking about chapstick, I was like, oh, that might be a good time to apply some.
And I left mine. I got it, you know. So anyway.
Right. Hold on. Have you guys seen this Anthony Davis press conference after the?
I didn't see this look.
Why does he look like he's in a Bob Marley cover band?
He's giving off Lenny Kravitz vibes.
That is not Lenny Kravitz.
I need to see him in the weight room doing that crazy exercise that Lenny was doing now in leather pants. That's what he's giving me right now.
I don't know. I've never seen Lenny Kravitz look like a Bob Marley
look like.
Lenny
Kravitz going to Bucky's? That's pretty intense.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. You got to check it out.
Okay, I'm going to
He gets off his tour bus at Bucky's, and it's like a music video. Like, they're, like, following him with the camera, and he's, like, turning a 360 in the aisle. Like, you're like, bro, what is going on here?
Hey, what?
It's like some kind of unlocked dimension. Lenny Kravitz at Bucky's.
What kind of beef jerky you think he got?
I don't know, but you're right. He was in the leather pants, Tiff.
He always wears them.
Yeah. I was like, dude, good for him that he can fit into those. He must go because they're like a 28 waist.
He's probably got a whole closet. He presses a button and a new leather pant comes out. That's like.
I mean, Johnson & Johnson might as well sponsor him with a baby powder. I mean, he must go through a whole bunch of it.
Zero airflow going on.
All right. This hour.
Either that or he's got like, you know how you get the calluses on your hands and your fingers from like playing golf and lifting weights? He must have the calluses on the inner thighs.
All right. Cow pit.
Enough. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. You guys are so foolish this morning. The Atlanta Falcons have exercised tight end Kyle Pitts. Fifth-year option. So we know Pitts was taken in the first round, fourth overall in the 2021 NFL draft. He played at a certain school that somebody really likes here called Florida.
Go Gator.
And so he will remain under contract through 2025.
Yeah, it's a 10.8 hit. He's counting this year 10.4 because of the way the structure is with the bonus and everything. But it's kind of a no-brainer for me. And I know a lot of people are like, well, how? He had a really good year. He was hurt year two. And last year was, eh. Well, I think those two cancel each other out. And you need to have a year where he was just hurt with the, as some of you call, a grenade launcher throwing to him. So I think in this system, Mike, and what – Zach Robinson is going to want to do, they've got a clear vision and they think they can get the most out of him with an established quarterback, pocket passing quarterback, which is something he has not had since his rookie year. So I think it's set up for you to have it kind of almost to be a reemergence year, kind of like what we've talked about is that year Ronald Acuna had in between the ACL, which was 2022, where he tears the ACL in 21. 22, He's got flashes, but he's not Ronald Acuna. And then last year, he's MVP.
Yeah, I mean, I think it had to happen. I don't know if I would go as far as to say it was a no-brainer. Definitely wasn't a no-brainer for me. And I don't know that many people on these airwaves have been as critical as him because I did see problems with effort in certain situations, not as far as catching the ball. But he was asked to do very tight end-like things under Arthur Smith, which I don't know how comfortable he was doing that. I think that's why you had a Jonnu Smith and – I mean, what do we have, five tight ends on the roster, even on game days last year? You know, Michael Pruitt and all those guys. So I think you had to do it. I think that he has obviously so much upside that it makes sense specifically given this offense. But I need to see that guy. I need to see the gritty football player. I need to see the guy willing to do whatever's necessary to go out and win games, not the one that's going to do it when it's, you know, maybe convenient. And so I have questions, but I think it's a move they had to make. I don't know if it was a slam dunk, though.
So mad at you because this should be like one word Wednesday because I was going to use the word upside and took it right out of my mouth. Yeah. But yes, a lot of upside given the fact you look at where he started his rookie year 2021. Again, he earned Pro Bowl honors after setting a franchise record for the most receiving yards by a rookie, regardless of position. And then he also joined the Pro Football Hall of Famer Mike Ditka with over 1,076 yards in 1961. That's what Ditka had as the only rookie tight end to eclipse 1,000 receiving yards in NFL history. So, again, a lot of upside. And like Bo just brought up, too, you got Kirk Cousins there now, and you haven't had a quarterback that since he had Matt Ryan in that first season.
So. That's, to me, the biggest difference. The offense in 21 looked nothing like the last 2 years. As far as what they were doing. And I think part of it was a veteran signal caller. But you look at the potential with Pitts and some of the weapons around him. I think it really, really sets up well in the Zach Robinson system, which is a Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan system. That's what I'm looking forward to, especially with a veteran that knows how to get the ball out and on time accurately.
I'm here for it, man.
Hey, you want to know about some of these Clemson guys the Falcons have on their roster? Look no further than my boy, Eric McLean. He's going to join us. He's an ESPN college football analyst, former ACC player. You might know his name. That will be later on in the show. But up next, well, we're going to talk about the roles that some of these rookies will play on the D-line. That's next. Let's get into it on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Don't touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here on The Morning Shift, Mike Bo Tiff here.
I see
with
you bobbing your head, Tiff.
I know. I said I do like this song. It reminds me of my probably New Jersey days. This is very a.
Yeah.
When I lived in New Jersey, I was very much into like No Doubt.
Yes.
Who else?
Oh, really did you walk into spider webs?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe a time or two.
Was there like a, did you have like a pop rock kind of thing? Like a Sum 41 kind of thing?
I think I like them too. Yeah. Gosh, I'm trying to think of when I came into my Tevin Campbell season.
Did you dive into like Creed or Nickelback or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The videos.
School was a hodgepodge of everybody.
For sure. With videos of Creed going on tour nowadays and singing
what are they?
So good because everybody's like, I didn't listen. Oh my God, I love this song.
You try to deny it, but you can't.
Yeah,
just like all you people that
I love
like
Nickelback too, man.
Out there. See, Nickelback gets the most. We've talked about this before. They get the most hate.
They do.
And I feel like
songs
it's
are
not.
So good.
You know, look at this photograph. I'm just kidding. I feel like I just feel like it's not warranted.
That song, Rockstar, come on.
That's
a good tune, man.
And people need to leave Coldplay alone, too. If you don't like Coldplay,
keep the name out your mouth.
Yeah, well, I don't like them, so what are you going to do?
You wouldn't because it's very upbeat. That's probably why you hate it.
Did you just call Coldplay upbeat?
Some of the songs are upbeat.
Most of their songs.
She's ready to go to battle on this.
I want to go take a nap. Like, it's like nap time when I hear their stuff.
Some of their songs are upbeat. You can't tell me. Okay.
You would like that guy. Ugh.
You would like.
Although it was really funny when he was on Modern Family that one time. What was his name? Chris Martin. Yeah, he was really good on Modern Family. He had a cameo on that show one time. That was really good. But other than that,
speaking of cameos,
garbage.
Did you get any hits yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
She could hit just.
I don't know. Amy's got the login. Okay. I don't have it. Like, so she set it up, and I never verified it.
I love that.
Look, I'm figured I can make if I can make an extra dime, I'm in for it.
But I've never seen you share this. You've never gone on maybe your Instagram or something. Hey guys, got a cameo. Hit me up if you want me to wish your kid
Squid
a
Billy
happy
here.
Birthday.
Can you know, Tiff, you just know he's punching his left hand with his right hand. You know, hey guys, hey Squid here. Hey,
yo guys, what's up?
I didn't punch it in my breakdown video of Braylon Trice.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I didn't do
I
that.
I feel like you did.
Can I ask you a question? How often have you ever really seen me promote me on Instagram? I'm normally promoting one of my endorsements, but not me. Like, I don't go on and just promote me.
Because you promote you on this show, I figured that
now that
you have a cameo, you would probably promote that on your...
I've had this cameo for like 6 months.
Interesting. Okay.
Like, there's a lot you don't know about me.
We need to set an over-under how much money he makes off of this thing.
Well, I probably need to finish setting it up. Like, verify it.
Do that, please. Okay.
You know why? Because Tiffany's going to see how well I do, and then she's like, well, if he can do it, I can do it.
No, I'm not.
You wouldn't do cameo?
No.
Why not?
I'm too lazy for that.
Oh.
Good on that.
I was hoping you're going to say I'm too big for that.
No. And I would just, if someone wanted a happy birthday, I would, anyway.
Larry McReynolds did a cameo
for
us.
Speaking of cameos, you know who was on our show yesterday? It was Mike Dettillier.
Like Mike Dettillier. My guy.
He's hilarious. From WWL Sports Radio in New Orleans. And so, yes, we know he covers all things Saints, but he had some great insight into the NFL draft overall. And so he talked to us about how the Falcons, you know, they traded up to go get, and we're going with Rook Way. For the sake of the show.
Rook. Okay.
I wanted to go with Rook Way, but we'll go with Rook until we can get confirmation from the Falcons on what he would like to
That's probably
go by.
Smart.
So
good luck.
Rook Arororo, the Falcons traded up to get him in the second round. And so Mike Dettillier gave us his overall thoughts on the defensive tackle.
I live very close to a guy in this draft class that I would compare Arororo to, and that's Mason Smith from LSU. They have a lot of similarities. Great athlete, can move them around. They flash it as a pass rusher. They play a little bit too high in the saddle against the run, and Arororo's going to need some work in getting off the line of scrimmage, but not giving up all that body. Players get under his pads and move him around a little bit. Athletically, you say that's what a defensive lineman looks like, but there's some technical work here that's going to need to be done with him.
I think it's fair to say.
Waiting on him to go, shoot him.
Mike Dettillier sounds like Bobby Hebert and Ed Orgeron combined voice-wise. But he is a college football analyst and a draft analyst as well. He does more. So I want to make sure that we just didn't have a Saints guy talk about.
Yes,
no, I'm not. That's not criticizing you, just so people know.
But
one of the things that Mike and I watched some film this morning, Tiff, you know, because we had to break it down like all the hardcore podcasters out there. And he does a lot of different things, but Mike, he has long arms and he's able to kind of use those. But you pointed out that he's not a very handsy player.
No, and I think that's what Mike is trying to say in his film. If you turn on Rook's highlight film, it's very much taking half a man, a rip move, and kind of getting into the backfield and wreaking havoc. And most of the time on pass plays, right? And Mike's concern, and I share that concern, is that he plays high in the run game. And a lot of times when that happens, it's because you are not getting your hands on the offensive lineman. You're not getting pressed away from them. A lot of times when you see, let's just call it a defensive lineman, taking on a double team, they have shot their hands into the chest or the shoulder pads of like a tackle. They're getting double teamed by a guard, and they're able to kind of roll into it and kind of use their hips and anchor down. Without that length, right, without being able to extend your hands into somebody's chest pad, you lose leverage. You become not as long, right? And I always, when I was coaching, I always used to talk about how you would try to push a wall. Like if you were trying to push a wall down, you would put your hands on it and get as leveraged out as you can, right? Get a flat back, and you try to push that wall over. You wouldn't want to push it with your forehead, right? Because you don't have leverage doing that. And so I think that's one of the things he's going to have to work on. I think at 35. They obviously see the explosiveness that it takes to be in this defense.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because one of the things that I kept coming back to is how quick his first step seems to be. I don't know if it's competition that he's playing, but it seemed like he was splitting guys, an offensive lineman, pretty quickly at times.
Yeah, you know, I struggle always kind of diagnosing this because I think you have to give him credit for that. And I think we talked about yesterday how a lot of these guys are fifth and sixth year players, seniors that didn't go underclassmen. It was like, we're going to, you know, draft veterans. When you get that far into a system, especially at a place like Clemson and in colleges, what are they doing? You know what I mean? It's a hand clap. It's the same cadence. They're pointing the finger down or they're clapping or they're head bobbing or whatever. And you start to learn that and you start timing that and you start being explosive through the gap. It's not going to, the cadences in the NFL are just 10 times harder than that. So I want to give him credit for that. I don't necessarily know if it'll translate, but he is definitely explosive when he comes off the ball.
Well, that said, that a lot of offenses in the, even in the NFL, have the guard do the
right, the tap,
the hand tap, the little hand motion,
flash, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's normally the left. Is it the left normally that does it, or does it rotate?
But honestly, I think it just depends on what team you're playing for, and you know who's a bigger vet. Because you wouldn't have, like, it might have been the left in the Falcons, but you wouldn't have asked Bergeron to do that.
He needs
to keep
Lindstrom.
His head up, so it would have gone to Lindstrom. So it just depends on what system you're in, who's playing guard, and what you're asking them to do, as far as that goes.
But you think defensive linemen do they look for that? When
I think that. And listen, how many times do we talk about how hard it is to win on the road in the NFL? And that's just another one of the things, right? When you're on the road in the NFL and it's loud and you're playing against Baltimore or Cleveland or whatever it is, Pittsburgh, that's another thing that kind of goes into the goes into the back pocket of the defense. That's why it's so important for us to fill the bins, right? When we have all these teams coming, it's like, dude, if you want them to be able to flash the hand or go on the head bob and you want your defense lineman like Rook to get the jump, you got to have it loud in there, or else they're going to go on cadence.
And I'm sure Braylon Trice, the linebacker out of Washington, who the Falcons took in the third round, would love that too. Hey, you guys caught up with Brock Huard. He's a former, we all know his name, right? But he's also a college football analyst for Fox Sports, but also a former Washington Husky. And he gave his thoughts on Braylon Trice.
Braylon Trice, if he was a little bit longer and jumped a little bit higher and ran a little bit faster, he would be a first-round guy. His tape is first-round guy. One of the best in the country, I think second to Will Anderson last year in total number of pressures on the quarterback. Every big game, every big moment, it was number eight that was constantly making plays, constantly chasing and hitting and harassing all over the field with a motor that never stops. It just so happens that he was, 6'3 and 250 and ran 4'7, which, is a third-round kind of guy, but the play on the field and the motor on the field is a first round kind of talent.
When you watch the stuff on him, a couple of things pop out. Like the way he plays, the intensity he uses, but we kept watching and they ran stunts with him, but there were times, Mike, where he had like a over under move, and his repertoire was just like, he has almost, it feels like he is the full allotment of pass rush moves, which we heard. What did we hear about with Dallas Turner and Latu? Like, some of these guys are like, well, they got to develop another move, right?
Yeah.
It feels like he's got all of them. He just doesn't have the athletic testing traits.
The athletic upside.
Yeah.
But
does
a lot
that
of times,
matter?
That happens because they can get away. They don't have to develop secondary moves because they're usually a better athlete than the guy they're going against, right? So if you're Dallas Turner and you always get away with a rip move or a bull rush or a long arm, then, you're not really working that much on the next one because you're strong enough and long enough and fast enough to get away with it.
So you have to find the balance of not just relying on your own athleticism.
Right.
You've got to work on the technique.
If it's the age-old discussion, you have a vet savvy that maybe he's got the full book, and then you maybe have a rookie that, runs a 4.42 and, can do all the different things athletically and winds up in the right place a lot of times because they're good athletes.
And that's why you hear about guys like Tom Brady or whoever else.
Exactly.
Tom
Brady,
about.
When he was 39, Tiff, he said, why would I retire now? I just got all the answers
to
the test.
Yes, I just outsmart people.
Yeah.
I love that, what you just said, like bringing up that point, because we all remember the video of him running at the combine, Tom Brady. I know it's a different position, but I would just assume take the veteran savvy mindset guy, the hard worker that outworks you in every way possible over the guy who just steps on the field and is more athletic. Because at the end of the day, that hard work does come to roost in a league like the NFL.
Up next, we'll get you caught up on the Braves, and we'll hit a TB's timeout. Lots of public speaking engagements going on. It's got me thinking. I'll discuss next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank you, Day Day, for playing this lovely Coldplay song to bring us back from break. Bo is really feeling it right now.
Did you say something about being upbeat or something?
You know?
I gotta take a
this
nap.
This one is a little mellow. Not gonna sing. What I'm gonna do, though,
is take a shot of caffeine. Because that's what I need
Morgan
to do right now.
Morgan Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. You will not slander Coldplay.
Oh, yeah,
in my presence.
I will.
All right. Braves, Mariners, game one of this series. And, unfortunately, Mitch Garver's home run in the ninth inning gave the Mariners a 2-1 win over your Atlanta Braves.
Tiff, it was a pitcher's duel for a long time. Both guys taking the no-hit bids in six-plus innings. And, Max Fried comes out, and you're able to get, you're able to get to Miller there as far as the seventh inning goes, and you get a run on the board. But you gets all the way to the ninth inning, and A.J. Minter, I think it was a cutter, middle up, and it goes yickety, and that was it for the Braves. I don't know who's listening right now that actually saw it last night. It had to have been 12:30 or 1 a.m., but by the time it happened.
You know what's funny is I went to bed with the game on. My sleep schedule's all screwed up. I slept for like 2 hours at 6 o'clock last night. I literally woke up. I fell asleep at 6 o'clock, woke up at 8:20, and I was like, well, I'm blanked. And I watched the first couple innings, and I wake up, and I hear Brandon Gaughan, deep drive, Ozzie Albies, oh, it's off the wall. And I was like, oh, he just missed a home run. That was the only run that the Braves put on as Acuna scored, but it would have made it 2-0 at that point. Can we talk about Max Fried and all the craziness surrounding him? About how he's awful. He's having a terrible year in a contract year.
Not so much.
I think
it's
funny that you're doing an impression of yourself. You were definitely one of the ones talking about this.
No, I never doubted Max Fried.
Nobody doubted him, but he definitely didn't start off like he was going to win the Cy Young this year. Let's be honest.
Oh, but no,
he just called you out.
I think it's okay.
Well, he can go back and you know what? Maybe he needs to clean the wax out of his ears, because I never doubted Max Fried. I never said I was panicking. I said he's got to be better, but that's what happens when you have like a 16 ERA after two starts.
Well, that's my point. Is like, but you're acting like it was out of pocket for somebody to say he's not pitching well.
Pocket to think he wouldn't have regained the form. At last two starts, he's thrown 15 innings, shutout baseball, three hits,
15 and two-thirds.
Two base on balls, and 13 strikeouts over his last two outings. The starting pitching has been phenomenal the last 10, 11 days.
Carrying the team, honestly.
Tonight, they only go and throw Ronaldo Lopez out there, whose ERA is, I think, still under one. So, Bryce Miller was really good last night. Guy really relies on his fastball. He kept the Braves off balance with it. So, tonight, you'll have Lopez on the mound for us, and he is going against Luis Castillo, who is another guy that wants to throw power. I mean, he relies almost 50% of the time on a four-seam fastball that averages 95, which means you're hitting 97, 98 at times, and then 92, 93, coming around the middle. He'll throw a slider and a sinker, really. So, he's more of a two-pitch guy overall when you think about 75% of his pitches are a four-seam or a slider. Who does that sound like? And then you get a little bit of sinker and a changeup in there. But the Braves, this is the first place team in Seattle. Remember, they weren't a playoff team last year, but they were a team that was in the middle of that three-headed race that the AL West had last year between Houston, Texas, and the Mariners, and they were just the one team that missed the playoffs.
Two guys I want to talk about. Number one, Jared Kelnick returns home to a place where everybody thought he would be the next Mickey Mantle. It had to have been a little bit emotional for him. He does get a hit on the night, which I'm sure was nice for him to be able to show up and at least go 1-for-3 in a night that hits were at a premium. Also, Pierce Johnson, dude, comes on and gets three Ks. No hits. nowhere in runs. And so I think that's – I think we've got to keep talking about this bullpen. They are so key, in my opinion, to the success of the Braves long-term. Guys like him, guys like Jimenez. And obviously, Mintzer has had a good year up to that point. That cutter just got a little bit high, a little bit middle of the plate, and a little bit 500 feet into the outfield. So,
and pitching was a big concern coming into this season. I think we actually did talk about on the show how key the bullpen was going to be. So this is really nice to see.
It is.
Yeah, Tiffany. Yes, that's a great point to take it a step further. They were tested so early with performances like Freed's and Strider's and even Morton at times that – What the starting rotation has been able to do is really increasing the value that you're seeing out of your bullpen. Where I know Mentor gives up the walk off last night, but he has been really good. Pierce Johnson has been really good. Jimenez has been really good. Rizal has been good. But you're getting those guys to where you're getting through the sixth inning where they only have to pitch a couple innings every night. That is so big for this bullpen longevity throughout the season.
Let's hit a TB's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
So I'm going to get to MC a pretty cool event today for the college football playoff national championship.
Dude,
because
MC,
we know it's back here in Atlanta.
All
I'm
over
way
the place.
Out of my comfort zone. And so, but I've done
cameo.
This event for what'd you say, cameo? I've done this event for them before out in LA. But yeah, it is funny how I think it was at North Gwinnett, or not North Gwinnett, that's where I went to high school, but I'm at the Gwinnett County Public Schools Outstanding Seniors Banquet that I emceed a few weeks ago. You know, I was talking about how I hate public speaking.
But that's all you do. Like
that's all I do.
It's funny, your entire life is public speaking, but you hate it.
But I hate it. No, I'm just kidding. But this will be this
career
is a
choices.
Fun event.
And it's for a good cause, right?
But also the college football playoff foundation. So they do a lot of great work, and they were back here in Atlanta. That was 2018. So you get to see how much of an impact they'll make with Atlanta area schools, with Atlanta teachers. So we're going to get into that today, as well as the expanded playoff format. So anyway, all this public speaking got me thinking, who would you guys want to see? If you could hire, anybody to come speak at, let's say it's your 40th or your 50th.
Oh, just anybody?
Yeah, who would you hire? Who would you hire to come? Yeah,
I don't know, man. That's a great question.
Is it? Are they? What's the context? Are they roasting me, or is it like?
Do you want to roast? I mean,
are they in character?
If it was a roast, I would probably hire like a Bill Burr type guy and like a professional wrestler, like that's really good on the mic.
That's funny you say that.
The Rock.
That's why I asked if they're in character. I would have said The Rock, or if they're also in character, Ron Burgundy.
Stone Cold would be good.
Stone Cold would be great. I think if you're going to go comedian, I'd personally probably go like Kevin Hart, because I think it would just be hilarious to see him roast me, because he's what, 5'5", and he'd be like, man, this big old.
Now going you said on Kevin head. Hart, then of course I start thinking Cat Williams.
Him too.
He would roast you and fight you. Probably.
It's funny how comedians just they hit their prime, and then they kind of. Cat Williams had a prime, like he had like a 2-year span where everything was Cat Williams. I think before him maybe it was like D.L. Hughley, like there was like a run where it was like D.L. Hughley was doing like special after special after special on like HBO, and then
Bernie Mac was hilarious.
Bernie Mac, that was
he was good. And I love that show.
That's
but yeah,
that, literally
yeah.
who I was about to say. If you could bring Bernie Mac back, like if it was
Kings
anybody in history,
yes,
and you could
yeah.
get the Kings of Comedy
so
slash life version of Bernie Mac, where he was just so good.
Like, I went and saw Bruce
so
one time in a comedy club. So funny, dude. He was hilarious. He was so good.
Ron
Burgundy
and
he had to shout me and my table out, because we he's like, thank y'all for coming, white people. Appreciate y'all. I'm like, yeah, we in here.
Like, that's us.
We in here, yeah. Shout out to you, Bruce. Happy to be here. No, man, I don't. And what's funny about that is I don't do well, like I told y'all before, at comedy shows. And,
oh,
sorry,
yeah,
shout out to my buddy Skip, because I know he does it on the weekend. But I don't. I don't do well in conversations, but Bruce had me locked in pretty good.
Did you tell us you got pulled onto stage to not comedy, but public speak, right? Didn't you have to do something in Alabama?
Oh my God, yes. That was so bad.
And you said
I kinda hope nobody listening was there, because what happened is this, Tim. I was tailgating and I was at a bar for Bama's national title game against Clemson. I was like the only person, I guess, in their phone of like somebody that had talked into a microphone before. And I get this text, and it's like, I no longer need you to just be here and hang out. Like, I need you to actually interview people. And I'm like slurring at this point. Like, I'm like, yo, I can't do that. And they're like, no, you're going to have to. So the money was thrown at me at the last minute. Hey, I'll give you this much to do. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I can pay for my whole trip out here to Phoenix. I'm like, all right, I'm in. And then before I know it, I've got former Falcon Courtney Upshaw out there. He's like, I'm like, bring up Shaw on the stage. Where are they at? And I know that everybody there, because my future mother-in-law was actually at this event. She was like, you were so not good. And I was like, yep, I apologize for that.
Said-
oh, dude, she told me straight up. She was like, man, you were slurring. I was like, yeah, I didn't know I was going to have to do this. It was a last-minute thing. So you want to be prepped for any moment like that. That was in Phoenix, like right next to the stadium at this huge Bama alumni event. There had to have been 1,000 people there. And I was like, I don't want to do this. But you know what?
Here you are.
You say I'm good, and you're going to pay me this much money, I'm going up on stage with a microphone.
You know who's getting plenty of practice at doing this, besides myself? It's Bo, with all these, you know, the cameos that are going to be coming your way. You're
A lot of hand punching.
You know what? I don't do the hand punch thing.
Do you do the hibachi hands? This right here?
I talk with my hands, yeah, but yeah. I'm not like
are
fake
you equipped
tough guy.
Do you have a tripod? Do you have a ring light?
I do not know what a ring light is, but I do
fancy,
have,
I
Mike
guess.
Will tell you that I have a tripod stand, because I sit it there up when we do our iRacing.
You know who's good at doing it?
What do you think? I just hold it the whole time and drive?
My guy, T-Mac, Tom McCarthy. So we've had him on the show, voice of the Phillies. I'll walk out of a hotel because we'll be on the road for whatever NFL game or college game we had together. And he'll be sitting on a bench. And I'll just see him talking to his phone. I'm like, oh, you must be. And then he'll look over. Oh, I'm just doing a cameo. You know, I'm just doing.
I love it.
I'm like, Tom is. Tom
I also.
Yeah.
See, Tom, me and Tom, we know where it's at.
He knows the game.
I also just hold, I'll have somebody hold it too and film me. That's what I did for my reaction video.
I'm going back right now to see if you punched your hand.
Did not. Go watch it.
Wait,
you owe me 20 bucks if you punched your hand.
I do this.
No, it was his draft reaction video from Friday night.
Oh,
you didn't watch it? The best comment, I can't remember who said it, but somebody goes, was this a draft reaction video or a Talladega press conference? Because I've got like a NASCAR hat on and a Supercross hoodie, so very represented.
Up next, we'll get some insight into the roles that a couple of guys on the Falcons defense, these new draft picks, how they'll impact the team is straight ahead when we come back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.